Hey, good morning. 708 Brock. Yeah. It is the Plan B Morning Show. It is WIRX. That was my doo-wop Metallica.
What? You have your caffeine this morning, don't you?
I do. I got a lot of it this morning. I was needing it this morning. I got a busy day, so I am mainlining the caffeine, man. Right to me.
You're supposed to drink it, not straight up shoot it.
I put it on a spoon, and I put a lighter in the spoon, and then I put it in my arm.
Problems. You got problems.
I lay out lines, and I snort it. You ever snorted really coffee beans? Getcha. Anyway, folks, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What?
My buddy, one time when we were young, we went to the, I think we were at Martin's, and he went to the coffee section and got a coffee bean. And I'd never really experienced coffee at that point.
Yeah.
And he grabbed a coffee bean and he did a little magic trick. He acted like he put it in his mouth and started chewing it. I'm like, oh, is it good? I'm like, yeah, dude. Grab one. So I grabbed a coffee bean, started chewing on it.
What a moron. What a moron. You're so dumb.
Yep. I was amped, though. I was amped.
Jacked, ready to go. Anyway, as always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I like what you did there. Mm-hmm. This is pretty crazy, man. There is an 18-month wait list for the new Ford Bronco. After years of development, the 2021 Ford Bronco finally debuted earlier this month. A lot of people going crazy for it. So many pre-ordered the Bronco that there's already an 18-month wait list.
Wow.
To start production is right on schedule, but it'll take some months for enough Broncos to roll off the assembly line to meet demand.
Have you seen it?
I like it. I'm so glad they didn't go four-door. They did not go four-door.
Which is sweet. You're absolutely right on there.
I would have been pissed if they would have done a four-door Bronco. That's a Suburban. So, you know?
I'm coming around. Yeah. When I initially saw it, I'm like, oh, no, it's too bubbly.
Yeah.
Too bubbly, in my opinion. But I don't know. I've seen some more. See, I think I saw the wrong one. I saw a color or something I didn't like. Yeah. I think I started off on the wrong foot, Mr. Bronco. So, sorry. My name's Hunter. How are you?
And I'm sure it's going to be a bolt-on bucket where you can just add stuff to it left and right and make it, like, super, super cool. I like it. I wish you are right. The front end is a little bubblier than I would have liked, but it still looks pretty dope. Like, I think it's going to be...
Here's the thing that bothers me when they're making the remaking these old cars and these old trucks and whatnot. Is why did we like the cars back in the day?
Yeah.
The lines.
Yeah.
The lines. I get it. It looks similar, but it's like, all right, we're going to make something that's similar, but we're just going to take all the lines out.
There's a reason right now why you cannot find any square body vehicles from the 70s and 80s and up till about 96. Dude, people love that old square body look, including the Broncos. Right now, I've just been kind of looking around because, you know, I'm spending money I don't have and trying to find like a 86 like a Chevy Silverado or, you know, one of the old Sierras or even a F-150. Dude, it's impossible. And when you do find them, they're way too expensive. So, yeah, maybe they should take a note from that and square it off a little bit more. But it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse.
Like I said, I'm not going to fully talk trash about it because I haven't seen it. I haven't touched it.
Yeah.
You see these things in person, and you're like, okay.
It might be exactly.
Now I get it.
Pictures can be deceiving, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. But right now, you're not going to be driving one for at least 18 months unless you got on the pre-order list. So there you go. Lastly, Elon Musk is working on a chip that will let you stream music directly into your brain. His company, Neuralink, has been developing technology that repairs broken connections in the brain, and this technology might just lead to the ability to beam music right to your dome. Hunter, you're real big on this. You're real big on the brain chips, aren't you?
Yeah, so Neuralink is what we were talking about a couple months ago, I think, in a podcast, is where, like, it's taking the phone out of your hand. You're not going to have to answer your phone. You just answer it in your brain. You're not going to have to look things up on your phone. You just think about it, and boom, it's right there. So this is kind of crazy that he's coming out, or he's talking about this with the streaming, the music. It's just endless, the things you can do with this. Is it real? Is this really happening?
See, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to judge because it does sound almost too futuristic, almost too like sci-fi-y. But let's be honest, man. We got that kind of technology now.
Yeah. The music clarity. What is it? Is it HD? Because there's no speakers. It's just it's going right to your brain.
See, that's what I don't get. I don't get how that works. But
can you turn it up? Can you turn it down?
Yeah.
Can you put it off in the background a little bit? Probably.
Who knows? Who knows, man? I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, you could be cruising around in your new Bronco with music playing in your head, and that's the future we live in right
now. Here's the thing. It'd be easier almost to, you could answer phone calls.
Yeah.
Talk to people just in, right in your brain. That's wild, dude.
Your brain, unfortunately, would have an echo effect.
You bastard.
Get it? Because there's so much space in there.
Yeah, I got it.
Because you're a dumbass.
Yeah, I know. That chip rattling around in there, I get it. Because there's a lot of stuff in there.
We got no place to insert this chip. It's just all open space in here.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to get a really, really big chip so it doesn't rattle around. And I get extra technology in my brain. Ha!
If anybody ever needs to ask Hunter a question, you just got to knock on his head. Sounds like that. It's perfect. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. So stupid.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock